As regular listeners know, occasionally we do this thing called mastication theater. And let me tell you how this started. I'm a novice to radio. Now I've done 7 months, and I'm getting to be something of a pro.
I wouldn't call you a novice anymore.
Well, no. Okay, thank you. But when we first started and we were rehearsing, Catherine pointed out that you're not supposed to eat on radio.
Yes.
And it was annoying to you.
Yes.
And you said it would be annoying to listeners. And listening to some of the recordings, I saw your point.
It's funny because you don't hear my point.
Well, no, anyway.
You know what I mean?
No. Okay. Anyway, so that's the story. That's how mastication theater, the idea for mastication theater came around, which is we thought it was funny. Anyway, to hear people eating on radio, which you don't normally hear. So
that's true.
That brings us to today's episode of Mastication Theater. Today's episode, The Assassination Attempt. I'm your host, Nigel Chesley. As you remember from our last episode, Bush advisor Karen Hughes has gone undercover in a plot to stop former President Bill Clinton from campaigning for Democratic nominee John Kerry. Posing as a reporter, she has invited the former president out to lunch at a fancy Hungarian restaurant. The part of Georgi, the head waiter, will be played by George Soros.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for agreeing to meet with me on such short notice.
My pleasure, Miss...
Ryan. Karen Ryan.
And what was the name of your paper?
Paper? Oh, the Baltimore Herald Bugle. Mm-hmm. Would you like some bread?
Well, why, sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Butter. Butter. You need butter.
Oh, no thanks, Karen. My cardiologist is a real taskmaster. He said the only way he'd allow me to go out on the road and campaign is if I absolutely avoided all fats.
Oh, come on, Mr. President. You can't avoid all fats. Here, let me spread just a dab on this for you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's hardly a dab. It's bingo. You know, I'm thinking, Karen, that I'm having a real effect out here. You know, we had 100,000 in Philly yesterday, and tomorrow I'm off to Little Rock. I bet I personally bring Arkansas over to Kerry.
Oh, waiter.
May I take your order?
Yeah, what's good here?
The chicken paprikash is pretty good.
Oh, nonsense. We need something extra hearty to keep this man going.
I recommend a goulash.
Oh, that sounds great. Two goulashes.
May I pour you some wine?
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
You know, it's a funny thing. I've been trying to put my finger on, except for your dreadlocks. You look exactly like Karen Hughes.
Oh, I get that all the time. But I was just reading today in my paper, the Herald Bugle, that Karen Hughes is in Florida, so I couldn't possibly be her. This wine is good.
Yes, it is. So what's your beat, Karen? And may I ask why the... Why the dreadlocks? Is that a religious thing or what?
To tell you the truth, at the Herald Bugle, women have to seem young if they want to get ahead.
You seem pretty young to me, Karen.
Your goulash?
Why, thank you. This looks delicious. Let me give it a try here. This is the best meal I've had since my bypass.
Yeah.
But it seems a little fatty.
Of course the goulash is fatty. That's what it is, goulash.
My doctor would have a heart attack of his own if he saw me eating like this.
Don't be silly. You've been working hard.
That's exactly the problem. Between the stress and the fat.
That's not the Bill Clinton America loves. Here, let me put some sour cream on that goulash for you.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, boy, this is so good.
Oh, you know, it's even better dipping the buttered bread into it. Do you have enough butter?
Yeah, well, thank you. That's a great idea because it soaks up the gravy. This is so good.
Wow. I've never seen anyone eat a plate of goulash so fast. Waiter!
Is everything all right?
Another goulash to my hungry friend.
I'll tell you what, Karen. You finish yours off while I go to the men's room. Then we'll share that next one, okay? Deal?
Whatever you say, Mr. President.
Yeah, excuse me.
Meanwhile, at a nearby table, Vice President Dick Cheney is picking the cheese out of a Cobb salad.
Psst! Dick, you can turn around. He's gone. How am I doing?
You're doing great. Karen, I've been listening to the whole thing. This chicken paprikash is good. But you were right to insist on the goulash, believe me. I'm an expert on clogging up the old arteries. Tell you what. After the next goulash, order the Dobos Tort. It's a killer. 12 layers of chocolate buttercream with a caramel glaze.
I know you're an evil mastermind, Mr. Vice President, but this is a brilliant scheme even for you.
That's why President chose me, Karen.
I can just imagine the smile on W's face when he hears that Bubba's ticker stopped ticking for good.
Wait, are you two plotting something?
How did you sneak up on us without our hearing your footsteps?
Wait! He changed into slippers! You're not Jorgie, the hungry Aryan waiter. You're George Soros!
Let me handle this, Karen. Okay, now let's hightail it out of here before Clinton drains that lizard. Drains his lizard.
You said it!
Karen, where'd she go? Oh, my God, she left some goulash. Boy, this is good stuff.
Join us next week on Mastication Theater, when you'll hear George W. Bush say...
Guess this barbecue is fine, but... Why won't anyone tell me of the election results?
Next week on Mastication Theater.
I used to be a radio professional. More goulash?